Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. What's going on, y'all? How y'all feeling? All right. So tonight on the Daily Go Get It Business Show, we're going to talk about who really keeps it 100 and what does it take to keep it 100? I mean, you know, it's a very, very often used term. We always talking about who keeps it 100. This person keeps it 100. I always keep it 100. Won't you keep it 100 with me? All you got to do is keep 100 with me. Yo, let me decide how it's going to be. All you got to do is keep it 100 with me. And let me decide how it's going to be. Yo, you want to run around lying and cheating? You ain't really got to do that. We can have a meeting of a mind. Keep 100 all the time and let me give you a chance to shine. You don't know what I might be with or what I might not be with, but you keep lying and shit, and it's making me feel kind of bad when you lie to me. Kind of makes me mad. So disrespectful. You don't have to do that, my dude. No. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. That's what we're talking about tonight on the Daily Go Get Em Ism Show. Who really keeps it 100? What does it? How far of the truth, how much of the truth, how often do you have to tell the truth in order to get to 100? Now, you can say that, you know, maybe you feel like you always keep it 100, and maybe you do. Maybe somebody that you know always keeps it 100, and maybe they do. Maybe you don't think that anybody keeps it 100, and that might include you, and maybe that's true. I don't know. But I think that my calculation up to 100 and your calculation up to 100 might not match. Maybe keeping it 100 is in the eye of the beholder. Maybe we decide who keeps it 100. And while we add it, while we talking about it, what is keeping 100 to you? Do they get running for you? Do they keep fronting on you? I don't know. I'm under the belief and actually under the comfort that nobody keeps it 100. I've never met a person in my life that keeps it 100 all the time. I'm not even sure if I know anybody who gets to 100. And I'm going to tell you why. Because my definition of keeping it 100 is being honest to others, and being real with yourself, being true to yourself, being honest with others, and being true to yourself. And if you really put those two together, those are probably a 50 and a 50. And I don't know if I get a full 50 with either one of those. Most people that I know who are honest to others, aren't always honest towards others. They pick and they choose. So they might be honest towards their children. No. I'm taking that back. A lot of people call themselves being honest to their children, but then they teach them certain things like Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, and the Tooth Fairy. Or they tell them that their father who is in jail is away in school. Or they tell them that certain things are for adults and not for the kids, which is not totally being honest. You know what I mean? They may have lied in the beginning and then had to cover up the lie when the child found out the truth. And then they told them, well, that's for adults. That's not for children. So that's not really the 50 of the 100 that we're looking for. So if you're already deficient in the 50, if you don't always keep it 100, okay, maybe you say, no, I always tell my kids the truth. I always tell my parents the truth. You ain't going to tell me that you ain't never lied to your parents. If you ain't never lied to your parents, then you ain't never been raised by your parents. Because I don't know nobody that you mean to tell me from the time that you were a baby all the way up, you never said, well, I don't think mommy and daddy need to know about this, the way it really happened at this particular time. I don't really think so. So it's like, Who ate the last piece of cake? It wasn't me, but it was me. Who ate the cookies off the jar? It wasn't me, but it was me. Who left the lights on? Who didn't wash the dishes? Who didn't check out the trash? Who didn't get all the A's? You know? Might not always kept it 100. Why did the teacher send a note home from school? I don't know. The teacher just don't like me. I don't know. The teacher don't like me. Well, it doesn't say here that he or she doesn't like you. What it says here is that you've been chewing gum in class and you've been talking, passing notes and shit. Yeah, I'm saying, I said he didn't like me, Mom. Everybody be doing that. Well, excuse me, little 7, 8, 9-year-old. You just did not keep it 100. You ain't keep it 100. You ain't even keep it 50 of the half that you needed in order to get for us to get to 100. You might have kept it 36% of the 50. Or should I say of the 100? Anyway. So yeah. And being true to yourself. How many people do you know are really true to themselves? Being true to yourself is something that most of us have to learn to do. Like, for example, if you grew up with nobody ever telling you that you were a pretty girl or a handsome man, more than likely, you're not going to think that you're that pretty or that handsome. Now, comparing yourself to other people, you might be like, I know I look better than him. I know I look better than her. But without any confirmation, it's going to be very difficult for you to keep it true to yourself. You're going to wonder if maybe you're seeing something that other people aren't seeing. So I'm saying all of that to say that it may take you a while to grow into being true to yourself, which is okay. But don't act like you was always there when it took you a while to get there, when you needed some help to get there. The things that our parents tell us, we believe. They're our first teachers, our first heroes, our first instructors. They are in charge. They're the boss. So many of the things that they teach us, if they have really hammered their points through, we believe them. So we might be lying to people because we've been lied to, and we don't even know that we're lying. So guess what? You didn't keep it true to yourself, and you didn't keep it 100 with everybody else. You weren't totally honest with other people. You didn't even know. And yeah, it wasn't all your fault, but nonetheless, you were incapable of it. And that's the thing about this whole keeping it 100 thing. Are we capable? All I know is this. Listen, honesty has its place, and dishonesty has its place. The truth has its place. And lies have their place. Sometimes, to keep from lying, we might just say, listen, that ain't none of your business. Look, we just told another truth, but did we keep it 100? Ah, this keeping 100 thing is more than just telling the truth. Like I said, it's keeping it true, being true to yourself. What's going on, Stacey White? Good to see me some. You and Carol Chamberlain. It's good to see you too. And Care Bear. Thanks for coming through here. Naturalista Rap. What's the hats? And my people is in the place. Sure, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Always a good thing to see you, girl. What's up, y'all? Pretty Petty Tuesday all up in the area. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, this is the Daily Go Get-A-Mism Show. We are asking who really keeps it 100. Well, sometimes we leave it up to others to keep it 100. And sometimes we demand that other people keep it 100 with us, even if we haven't kept it 100 with them. But the list of demands is a list of demands, and your requests are your requests. So, what about you? I said, what about you? Do you always keep it 100? Do you always keep it 100? Maybe you think you do. Maybe you know you don't. Being honest about what you're lying about, did that get you any closer to 100? I'm just asking, man. For those of y'all who might not understand where I'm coming from right now, I'm asking, what is exactly the makeup of 100? And why can't we just keep it 85? That's a B. You passing. You're doing well. You read the material. You passed the exam. You got a good score on the papers. What's wrong with the 85 to 90? A 90, that's an A minus? What you bitching for? A minus ain't a 4.0, but it's like a 367. It's like a 367 something. Might even be higher than that. Caribbean says it's situational. It kind of has to be. It kind of has to be. Okay. Yeah. Stacey White says, I never lied to my mom. Never. I'm going to just have to say that I don't believe you. Sorry. I don't believe that. You will never make me believe that you have never lied to. Nobody is going to make me believe that they have never lied to their parents. No fucking way. No way. I'm not calling you a liar. I'm just saying I don't believe that. There's nothing to make me believe that nobody has ever lied to their parents. Now, you might have told the truth later, but that don't mean you ain't give it up. But that's just me. Naturalista Rap says, I keep it 100 all the time, but that might be the reason why people don't like me. Well, see, I'm glad you said that. Because keeping it 100 is more than just telling the truth. And telling the truth is more than just telling the truth is more than just stating facts. How about that? Okay. Telling the truth has more to do than just stating facts. A lot of people think that just because they state facts that they are telling the truth, and that's not. There's more to the truth than that. There is. There's more to it. Naturalista Rap says, sounds like you have no problem lying. In certain situations, yeah, I don't. I don't have a problem lying to the cops. I don't have a problem lying to my employers. I don't have a problem lying in court. I have no problem with that. Why? Because it's for the money. And guess what? Cops lie to you too. They say that they saw you doing a certain speed limit. You don't know that. Ask to see the radar gun. Do you know you have the right to see that? You might not have even known that. So you speeding down the highway and they telling you you was doing a certain speed. You can ask. Well, let me see. I understand, officer, but I request to see the radar gun. I've been told no, and I've also been told yes. I know the reason they said no, because they didn't know. There's no way they could have known. And I know that there's no way they could have known because of the position where they were when I passed them. No way you could have had a radar there. No way. So if a cop comes up behind you and talk about, you know, he's just guesstimating by how fast he had to speed up in order to catch you, but he doesn't have any proof. So he's lying to you. Why not lie to him back? I ain't got no problem with it. Your employers lie to you all the time. They make you think that this is the best place to work and this is the best salary that they can give you or the only salary they can get. So they lie to you. So guess what? I lie to them. I don't lie to them about the work that I've done, and I don't steal. But am I totally honest with them all the time? No. And do I have a problem lying to them? No, not at all. It's over money. When it comes to money, I think it's okay to lie. When it comes to matters of the heart, I think you should be more discretionary. But nope, I definitely do not tell the truth all the time. Now, to my friends, they figured, yeah, he's pretty honest. Brutally honest? Nah, I'm not really with all of that. And you might be what they call brutally honest, and that's release the rat. You know, a lot of people don't like people who are brutally honest. But just because you're brutally honest doesn't mean that you're truthful. I know that sounds crazy, right? But like I said, there's more to the truth than just facts, you know what I'm saying? And two things can be true at the same time. So that kind of gives a hit. That puts a hit on the truth. My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? Stacey White says, however, I am a human being. We're gonna give an amen to that. That's my word. Stacey says, she doubled down. She says, I never lied to my mom. However, I am a human being. Okay. All I'm saying is I don't believe that. See how discretionary I am? I could have said, I don't believe you. But no, I'm saying I don't believe that. You see how truth and honesty works? I'm saying I don't believe that, not I don't believe you. See, if I said I didn't believe you, then it makes it sound like I'm coming at you. But if I say I don't believe that, it just means that I think that maybe you haven't thought this out long enough. You understand what I mean? Like, maybe you might have forgotten something. That's part of being a human being. Human beings forget things. They forget things. Yeah. Over 50 years, you can forget some things. Yeah. You know. But anyway, your truth is your truth. I can't even believe I just said that, because when they came out with that shit on the internet, you know, live your truth, speak your truth. In other words, just say how you feel regardless of how non-factual it is, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that about you, Steve. But anyway, let me keep it moving. Let me keep it moving. Naturalista Rap says, elaborate on there's more to truth than facts. Well, hopefully, I'm not sure when you wrote that, but, you know, I gave you a little bit of it. You know, so, you know. So, okay. Let's say me and you witnessed the exact same situation. And maybe I agree with how the situation played out, and maybe you disagree with how the situation played out. You might give facts that support your disagreement, because you might feel like the way it played out, these characters were wrong. I'm going to give facts, and they will be facts that support my agreement with how it played out, because I'm in support of it. We both are giving facts to the situation. But my truth and your truth are different. You say they're wrong. I say they're right. We both gave facts, and we probably gave accurate facts. but the way we're going to spit those facts ain't going to be the same. You ever know somebody who got into a violent situation and you supported that they got into a violent situation because you feel like the person that they got violent with had it coming? So the facts are this person had it coming. But that's not really a fact. That's an opinion. It sounds like a fact, like, well, all right, here goes some better facts. He or she did been doing this to this person for this long, and that's why they came at him. So on this date, at this time, they did this, that, and the third. So they was just giving them back. Facts, right? Facts are a little bit shaky. So am I keeping it 100? I don't know. I don't know. The way you calculate 100 and the way I calculate 100 might be different. So I prefer to calculate 100 by 10. Yeah. You can get 10 truths together, you can probably get to 100. But each one of those 10, they might not, listen, you know how like in boxing, how they calculate the points in a boxing match? So, you know, and when you construct in a round, if you get knocked down, they're going to take a point off. If you hit below the belt, they take a point off. So where you may have had a perfect round, a round of 10, now you only got an 8 because you hit below the belt and you got knocked down. Now, other than that, you might have started whooping the dude's ass, but guess what? You will not get a 10. Same thing is like when you're watching gymnastics. You might think that the person who did their routine in gymnastics, you might think like, yo, that was a perfect round. But when them judges come out, you be like, oh. They be like 8, 7, 9. And you're like, wait a minute, they was great. But the criteria that they might be grading on is more official than how you're looking at. You might be looking at their routine like she was kicking it, she was dancing, and blah, 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 but she might have stumbled on one of her flips or something like that, and, you know, so she couldn't get a perfect score. But for you, perfect score, 100. Well, 10 for her. Love you. So, Keeping it 100. A lot of times we be talking about somebody always keeps it 100, and we don't even know the person. Look at all these people who say that celebrities keep it 100. They always keep it 100. Tupac always kept it 100. What? 100 what? You notice that nobody ever says that Biggie kept it 100? Don't you think that's a little odd? Tupac in the hearts of so many, millions. Tupac was the realest. He always kept it 100. But nobody ever says that Biggie kept it 100. And those same people who never say that Biggie kept it 100 might say that Biggie was the best rapper ever. If they're from the East Coast. Because nobody from the West Coast seems to think that Biggie was the best ever. And even though him and Tupac are from the East Coast, Tupac, this keeping it 100 guy, Tupac from Harlem, you know Harlem, Tupac from Harlem from 1971 till he died. Anyway, well, he was in Harlem from 1971 till he was 13, so that would have been 1984, right? Then he moved down to Maryland, still on the East Coast. Anyway, on the West Coast, they'll tell you that Tupac always kept it 100. But he had songs like California Love. West Side is the best side. You ain't from there. How you keep it 100? Nonetheless, most people who say that he kept it 100 didn't even know Tupac, never met him. But from their point of view, he was always honest. He shot at the cops. I don't know. Donald Trump. People be talking about Donald Trump always keeping 100. What? Evidently, their 100 is different from your 100 or my 100. They got a different 100, different criteria for 100. But I've heard people say it. Donald Trump always keep it 100, and that's why they don't like him. They want a president that's going to be fake and phony and not going to say what he feels. So you keep it 100 just because you say how you feel? No. You might just be 100% dickhead. I'm just keeping it 100. You might be 100% asshole. I think Donald Trump is 100% asshole. If he ain't 100, I know he got at least an 80. He got it. He get at least an 80. Your grandmother. People always say my grandmother always kept it at 100. She always kept it 100. Nobody ever say their grandfather kept it 100, though. I think it's a little odd. Nobody ever say their grandfather kept it 100, but they'd be like, my grandma, my mama, my nana, my. He always kept it 100. Well, you know there were some people who didn't like your grandmother, whether you met them or not. There's always somebody who doesn't like somebody. And I bet you that whoever doesn't like you has some evidence that you don't keep it 100. I'll bet you. Yeah, Elma, she played like she's such a good grandmother now and how she don't do this and you know, she done found God and now blah, blah, blah. But back in the day, I said, Elma, don't tell them lies. I know how you was back in the day with them guys. Yo, Elma, I see that you got your left, your life straight. But I ain't gonna hate, but don't be trying to relate like you always been telling the truth, because I got more than proof that you was never 100 before, but you kept the legs open just like a 24-hour store. And we ain't gonna get all that into it, but don't act like you never knew what that it was the truth. And I'ma be back with a little bit of boof truth. I'm just saying. Don't front, Elma. You ain't always keep it 100. I remember you took my man and you didn't say nothing. Took my man and you didn't say nothing. Took my man and you didn't say nothing. Y'all was doing it behind my back. You was in my face like you know how to act. And these are facts. Right in the Zach. Yo, Elma, why'd you do me like that? Grandmothers are people too. Grandmothers are people too. They've done some real human shit in their days. And my grandmother, the late, great Virginia Gaines, she definitely kept it 100 a lot. All the time, though? Mm-mm. See, my granny, you know what? Let's just say this. I know goddamn well that my late great grandmother did not always keep it 100. I'm going to just leave it at that. Because on this show, we don't talk down to the deceased. Plus, I love my grandmother, whether she kept it 100 or not. She was worthy of 100% of my love, and she going to get it. All of my love, all of my love, yeah, all of my love to you, child.
But you know, grandparents had to do a lot in order to get to their grandparent status. You know what I mean? They had to go through those years to get to be an elderly age. And it ain't easy to get to an elderly age being 100% honest all the goddamn time. Shout out to all my people out there getting assistance with their utilities, assistance when it comes to their rent, assistance when it comes to their mortgage, assistance when it comes to anything. A lot of y'all done had y'all friends or somebody that y'all know who owned their own business write you up some fake check stubs, you know, that kind of shit, co-sign for you. You know, you might have been looking for a new job. You might have been looking for a new job and you needed some references and you didn't trust the references from the job that you came from because they fired you. So you didn't think that they would give you very good references and you needed this new job. No shit like that. So you had somebody who you didn't even work with paint you as a model employee. And they provided check stubs for you. Talking about you worked at ABC Auto as a receptionist for 5 years. ABC Auto, ABC Insurance, XYZ, Notary. I hear you. I see you. I get it. Naturally, Lisa Rapp says, we'll see if I get old. I sure hope you do. I'm keeping it 100 with you, too. I certainly hope you do. But, yeah. Care Bear says, stop telling hood secrets. That is, you think that was invented in the hood? Shit. Corporate America wasn't invented in the hood. And guess what? To even know how to do that shit, you had to have worked a legitimate job in corporate. The hood might not know how to make a proper pay stub. But I tell you, the hood knows how to make a fake insurance card, though. You know, so you can get that vehicle registered without insurance. Especially if you live in Jersey. You need to get, well, you can't do that in Jersey now because your shit has to be legit. Because the cops can see. They can see right from your license plate whether your shit is registered, what insurance you had, whether your license is straight. Stay your ass out of Jersey. Jersey dirty. Dirty Jersey. I don't want no parts of no Jersey. I don't want no parts of no Jersey. But like I said, you ain't keeping 100 with your employer. You ain't even keeping 100 with your potential employer. You went in hot. Lying. But I ain't mad at you. It just don't equal up to 100. That's all. You out here talking about you got lie heat. You're making $85,000 a year. How the fuck you get lie heat?
Well.
You don't even need lie heat. You can't pay your gas and electric bill, water bill. You making $85,000 a year. Where you live at? San Francisco? That's the only place I can see where you couldn't afford it. And even then, I ain't wake up on the wrong side of the bed today. I woke up on the truthful side of the day. I woke up on the 100% side of the bed today. That's what I did, Stacey. Yeah. Listen, I ain't mad at people for lying. You know, like some people be like, yo, I can't stand liars. That's the most disrespect. Not to me. There's way more worse things you could do to lie than lie to me. You know what? Speaking of, okay, since there's some females on here, you ever fake an orgasm? Some of y'all may not have, but I know some of y'all have. Like, listen, man, I ain't want to hurt the dude's feelings. He was a good dude. He was holding it down. You know what I mean? Put a couple of dollars in my pocket. He was nice to the kids. You know what I mean? He was a nice guy. Sometimes I just wasn't in the mood to come. I wasn't in the mood to come, and I knew how important it was for him for me to come. Look, that even made him a nicer guy. So, you know what I mean? It wasn't that it didn't feel good, but that night, I was stressed out for a while. I was going through a depression and whatever, and even God couldn't make me come. So I faked it for him. I didn't even care if he kept going. I just did it for him. He could have kept going. Like, I ain't say stop. I'm just letting you know. Already fake nutted. Oh my God. Ooh. I even peed a little bit. You know what I mean? He thought I was squirting. It wasn't that he was bad in bed. It just wasn't his night. Tonight wasn't the night. Tonight's the night. It's gonna be all right, but I ain't coming. No orgasm is happening with me tonight. Tonight, it's gonna be all right. It's fake orgasms on the menu. I get my head right, but you a good dude. I ain't going, but you a good dude. I gave you the fake nut tonight because I wanted you to be all right. I gave you a fake nut tonight because I wanted you to be all right. I gave you a fake nut. I gave you a fake nut. I gave you a fake nut tonight because I want my man to be all right. You know you have done it sometime in your life. I mean, at least I ain't talking about the dude that you really did just want to get up off you. He was just wasting your time. We talking about the good dude. You did it for him. You telling sex lies. Telling sex lies. Lying on your pussy. You lied on your pussy. Nigga, what's the difference? Niggas be thinking this squirting is just pee anyway, so I pee. This pee is not for me. This pee is for ye. This pee is not for me. This pee is for thee. This pee is not for us. It's for we. This pee will stand tall as the trees. This pee will stand wide as the sea. This pee will turn niggas' wrongs to right. And we'll always be together. This pee. What? Cheryl says, no, do not keep going. If it's not real, then it's... Listen, I ain't say all of y'all did it. Some of y'all might have did it. You know what I mean? It probably saved some of y'all relationships. It might have saved some of y'all marriages sometime. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know, Nick, listen, he was trying to look out for you. You looked out for him, looking out for you. It sounds like a pretty good deal at times. I know dudes be all mad, like, don't be faking no orgasm. How am I going to learn? How am I going to learn your body and all that? You be faking it. But like I said, it ain't easy to always keep it 100. It ain't easy. Oh, yeah, Natural Lisa Rap said. Wait, I don't know. Is your answer yep? I don't know. Okay, it says, do not pass go, do not collect 100. This girl said, do not even collect the P. See, that's at least the rap. She done faked another, too. I mean, like, look, she did it. She did it for the sake of those. What would you rather do? Go ahead and make him, you know, believe. Now, look, I'm not an advocate of faking no orgasm. And keep it a buck with you, men fake orgasms too. Because a lot of women, you know, they be feeling like, well, you know, like, well, Ansel's the only man in here. He might know. I mean, like, you know, some, you know, women, y'all got egos. Y'all got sexual egos too. Y'all got sexual egos too. So just like y'all be mad at a dude who comes too fast, y'all might be frustrated with him or whatever, but it's not. It's kind of like an indictment on y'all. If this dude can go for an hour and he ain't had no Viagra, you're like, well, damn. What's going on? So sometimes, and, you know, a dude, we go through emotional problems too. Might be stressed out at work. Stressed out because you got a baby on the way from your side, John, and all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean, you might not be in the mood, but it's kind of hard to prove that you wasn't in the mood when your dick did get hard. But so you might have to fake a nut. She's like, well, that must have been a weak nut because ain't nothing coming out. All right. Anyway, sometimes you gotta take one from the team. I mean, take one for the team. Sometimes you got to take. Look, and speaking of coming fast, if a chick has been dealing with a dude that comes in 2 minutes or less, or less than a minute, because from the stories that I've heard, a lot of y'all say, like, yo, as soon as he used to put it in, I'm like, well, did he have a round two? Yeah, round two was more like maybe a minute, maybe two. So you get with a dude that can go 15 minutes, that shit is going to seem like an hour. Plus, I've noticed that with women, after y'all come, y'all think that all this time has passed. Meanwhile, the same song is still playing on the, and no, it didn't loop. You didn't play the CD over. It's the same song. So y'all started making love to, you gotta go downtown. That's the way to, and that song is still on. But after y'all come, y'all be like, oh yeah, we was doing it all night long. Men know when they come fast. Women don't seem to. They don't seem to be on the same time schedule. But anyway, keep it at 100. Care Bear says only on the second verse. I was just saying. So anyway, keep it at 100. Like I said, how do you know if a person that you've never met always keeps it 100? You say that an actor always keeps it 100. An actor. I mean, what sounds more oxymoronic than that? Like, they're an actor, but they keep it 100. So did Denzel Washington always keep it 100? You know, I've heard it said that you should never meet your heroes in person. And a part of me believes that. I agree with it. Because if you have painted somebody to be a hero that you don't know, like a John Wayne or an Elvis Presley or Jim Kelly or Billie Dee Williams or Diana Ross, it's probably best that you never meet them and get to know them. because you're going to realize how human they are. Flesh and bone. Flesh and bone and hormone. They're not going to look the way that they look in the movies and the videos. They're not going to, they're probably not even going to sound the way that they sound in the movies and the video, well, and on TV. But one thing is for sure, they are not going to act the way you've seen them in movies, TV, or even the interviews. They're not going to act like that because it's an act. So when you've made someone in entertainment your hero, you're going to be disappointed probably 100% of the time because it's not what you anticipated. And it's probably not going to be what you paid for. Care Bear said, Billy D, or Billy Dre, is gorgeous in person and very nice. I've heard different. I've definitely heard different. But okay. Shirley Cheryl says, if you can't spell my name on my belly button, then you ain't doing nothing. Wow. Natalisa says, I guess I don't keep it 100 since I've faked an orgasm. It ain't easy to get to 100. 100. It ain't easy. My 100 ain't your 100. This 100 is your 100. This 100 is my 100. From California to the New York Island. Okay. It ain't easy. It ain't easy, baby. It ain't easy being green. Care Bear says, he is an alumni at my high school and was the speaker at graduation. I got to talk to him. Well, he's had, there's been many allegations of him in domestic violence, though. Was he keeping it 100? It must have been all that Colt 45. But yeah, Billy D. Williams definitely has a history of domestic violence. So. I'm sure they were just rumors. Just trying to tear down the wavy haired kid. Ansel says, free throw. Never mind. My 100, your 100, it could be different 100. But at least we got to 100. Maybe we should be satisfied with 87, 91, 93. I mean, when you go buy gas for your car, they don't have 100% octane. I have seen 100% octane at certain gas stations, but 100% octane is race fuel. So it's like, that's like the fuel that they put in like Formula One race cars, and other race, you know, race cars. Care Bear says, you were asking about his looks and personality when meeting him in person. That's messed up about the domestic violence. His personality is his personality. I mean, listen, he had a chance to smack up Mahogany. He was a good dude. Do you know where you're going to? Do you like the things that life is showing you? Where are you going to? Do you know? So, yeah. But I'm glad that Billy D. Williams looked how you thought he was going to look in person versus the movies. I don't see how that's possible because the film was so poor in the movies back in the day. You know, when they used to say that the camera added 10 pounds, they wasn't lying, because the resolution was so poor back in the day. I don't know how you, but okay. So. Care says he's not very smart, though. What, did he flunk out of your school? Anyway. You know, who really keeps it 100? I don't know. And you know what? I don't care. But, when I hear people, running around here talking about just because somebody is violent or just because somebody is reckless verbally that they keep it 100, that concerns me. I feel like that's what you want. That's how you want to calculate 100? So somebody who has very little or exercises very little self-control, that's who you want to say keeps it 100? That ain't my kind of 100. I like people who exercise self-control. I like people who watch what they say. And I like people who use tact and think about how the things that they say will affect others. I like that a lot. And to me, that's part of 100. Care Bear says, no, he was using big words incorrectly and laughing about not knowing what he was even talking about. Oh, that nigga was drunk. Code 45 works every time. Code 45 works every time. Like anybody who would be the face of a malt liquor company, you think malt liquor is the only thing he drinks? That nigga probably was coked up, hair on down, pilled up. Ah, man. Toe starts, it was good. You came on the tail end. We about to be on the out of here. Toe starts to. Weed is fine for me. Hell, I'm high now. That's what's up. All right, let's get to it. Got a few birthday shout-outs. Let's do it. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. Smack dab in the middle of the month, August 15th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get number one out the box, Alfred Johnson. Happy birthday to you. And also Tony Dengu. Happy birthday to you. And Sharina Doing Me Stribling, turning 54 years old today. And Labrina Rice, turning 53 years old today. And Fidelis Dave, happy birthday to you. And wait. Ritana? It looks like Rihanna, but it's not because it has a T in it. Let's see. That might be Rithana Johnson. Happy birthday to you, turning 43 years old today. And Charmaine Ogawa, happy birthday to you. And Terry Sith, happy birthday to you. And T. Wilkins, my girl, go get a T. Wilkins, happy birthday to you. And Laquita Thomas, happy birthday to you. And Roland Johnson, happy birthday to you. And Melvin Cook, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, Brian Whaley, turning 38 years old today. And Melvin Cook was turning 44. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all. And I hope that today finds you all a good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And that goes out to each and every person out there born on this glorious. August 15th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. The rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, yo, keep it at 100. Some people do. I don't know how long, you know, keep it at 100. Listen, I'm going to tell you this. If you always keep it 100, then you only have one place to go from there, because you can't go to 101, you know what I mean? But more than likely, it's going to be a lot easier for you to go to 99, 98, 97, 96, a 90, a 95, a 94, a 93, 92, 91. But guess what? You still the one. If you keep it in the 90th percentile, you're still getting the A, child. And if you keep it in the 80s, yo, I can't be mad at you, gentlemen and ladies. And if you are in the 70s, then you're probably more human than me, but you got a little way to go, and it shows. And everybody knows that you be lying about those. It's all good. It's all good, man. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, regardless of what percentage that you are, or where you keep it, or where you respect it, we all have crosses to bear, and we're going to get there one day. It probably won't happen today. Anyway, peace to all my day ones, my everydays, my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night for another Daily Go Get a Business show, so make sure that y'all come on through and keep it 100 with you. All right. So check it out, right? So Blog Talk, we gonna get you out of here. Yeah.